President Bush is in Guatemala, stop four on his tour of Latin America. Guatemala is an impoverished nation. Mr. Bush visited the countryside there to make the point that the U.S. is using its financial resources to help solve the region's problems. NPR's David Green is traveling with the president, and he sent us this report.
President Bush left Guatemala City by helicopter and landed in the small town of Santa Cruz Balanja. Its 10,000 people are mostly indigenous. The town was totally destroyed by an earthquake in 1976 and was rebuilt with help from the U.S. Mr. Bush was greeted warmly. This is a poor country with millions living in extreme poverty, and Mr. Bush did everything he could to send a message that the United States cares. He stopped at a school where U.S. military personnel offer medical care and personally handed out hygiene kits. Later, he moved elsewhere in the Guatemalan countryside, stopping at a vegetable packing station. With the cameras rolling, Mr. Bush himself loaded crates of lettuce. The facility serves as a farming co-op that helps local indigenous farmers find places to sell their goods, and Walmart is now one of their major buyers. Mr. Bush said free trade policies are helping farmers here.
Free trade is important for a lot of people.
El libre comercio es muy importante para muchas personas.
It's important for our country.
It's a gateway.
It's a gateway.
Sí, es una puerta.
But it creates jobs in America just like it creates jobs here.
Pero crea puestos de trabajo en los Estados Unidos igual que en Guatemala.
And so we thank you for your wonderful hospitality.
When Mr. Bush returned to the capital city, he sat down with Guatemalan President Oscar Berger, and the two leaders came out to talk to reporters. The president said he got an earful from Berger and from others on this visit who want the U.S. to reform its immigration system. Mr. Bush said he's still fighting for his plan to help illegal immigrants in the U.S. obtain legal working status. He said he'd like Congress to act by August and that Democratic Senator Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts is ready to push legislation. But Mr. Bush added that for the moment, his own party is standing in the way of a deal.
Once we can get a coherent Republican position, one that where most Republicans are comfortable with, then we'll start working with the senator.
Here in Guatemala, Mr. Bush is not widely popular, and some Guatemalans took to the streets today asking the president to leave.
Bush, fuera de aquí! Bush, fuera de aquí!
And Mr. Bush has been unable to get Hugo Chavez off his tail. The fiery Venezuelan president keeps finding countries to visit that are near wherever Mr. Bush happens to be. As Mr. Bush arrived in Guatemala, Chavez was revving up a crowd in Nicaragua, accusing the U.S. president of plotting assassinations in this part of the world.
El Imperio Norteamericano es...
The American Empire is the firefighter of the conflagration with their well-known, divisive, anti-revolutionary policy, reactionary policy, and with their agents infiltrating among all these countries.
Chavez, whose nation is rich in petroleum money, announced a new deal to supply Nicaragua with cheaper oil. His message, if Mr. Bush has come south to offer economic aid, Chavez is going to do everything he can to outdo him. David Green, NPR News, Guatemala City.